Well, the third day of cross-border clashes between Indian and Pakistani forces in the disputed Kashmir region have left at least four civilians dead. Officials from both sides say that nearly two dozen other people were injured in exchange of fire overnight. The death toll is expected to rise as some of the wounded are in life-threatening conditions. The clashes between the two neighbors began on Monday after Indian and Pakistani border guards traded heavy fire. The fighting has also left 13 civilians dead so far on both sides and forced thousands of villagers to flee their homes. Each side blames the other for the shootings. Navid Ahmad, political commentator, joins us now on the line from Islamabad to offer us more insight on the story. Mr. Ahmad, time and history has shown what a contentious issue Kashmir has been for India and Pakistan. Give us your observation on the severity of the recent tensions.
Well, the recent tensions are a result of Mr. Modi's new policies, who has insistently said that Pakistan should not bring the issue to the United Nations, and he wants to reassure his people, which is a hardline voter base, that he will not budge on Kashmir with Pakistan, and he will continue to be the one of those leaders who would try to get back the Kashmir that exists with Pakistan. While, as we know, the issue is very much on the agenda of United Nations Security Council since 1948, there have been many wars and clashes between Pakistan and India. But the current ones, the death toll you were talking about, has been the highest since 1971 war. And these clashes are unprecedented in the region because on one hand, it's Indian occupied Kashmir, and on the other, this is proper Pakistan, not Kashmir. So this is called working boundary between the two countries. And basically, Indians are taking the same kind of approach that Israel took on the Gaza issue, and they are trying to say that there is increasing infiltration from Pakistan, so we are going to bust the tunnels and we are going to attack inside Pakistan or Pakistan, Kashmir with Pakistan to remove all these safe havens for militants, which is not really the reality. It used to be in the 90s, but then since 9/11, things have changed immensely as regards Pakistan's policy towards Kashmir.
Mr. Ahmad, a few hours ago, we spoke to our correspondent regarding the situation on these cross-border tensions in Kashmir, and our correspondent made an interesting observation. She stated that some believe minor clashes and minor tensions like the ones we're seeing right now aren't too bad for the situation in Kashmir, as they bring more attention from the international community to the situation of the Kashmiris that actually needs resolving for well over six decades. What are your thoughts on that notion?
Well, the current tensions are of a unique nature. India has basically pending position it exercised on Pakistan that this is a negotiable, disputed issue. Now Mr. Modi is trying to say that this is not on the negotiating table. Mr. Modi is also trying to eliminate or abolish the composite dialogue structure in which Kashmir is one of the integral issues on the discussion table. And the current tensions definitely bring some attention of the international community to the disputed issues, but at the same time, it's also trying to basically disrupt Pakistan's and Indian businessmen's effort to have more trade with each other and to reduce tensions by using trade as a very strong confidence building measure. But there is a situation in which it's quite likely that sooner or later there could be a wide-scale crash between Pakistan and India on the Kashmir issue once again. In case Prime Minister Modi faces serious tensions or problems in governance in Indian Parliament, his choice will be to make Pakistan more controversial and bring in Kashmir issue and Pakistan as a scapegoat.
From joining us on the line from Islamabad, political commentator Navid Ahmad. Thank you, Mr. Ahmad.